USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hawaii endured a fatal helicopter crash in April, a skydiving plane crash in June, and now fire officials on the island of Kauai believe there are no survivors from Thursday's tour helicopter crash.
There were 7 people, including 2 children on board. In addition to the pilot, there were 2 families, a party of 2 and a party of 4.
KGMB reporter Chelsea Davis.
County officials tell us they found 6 sets of remains. The search for the 7th has been called off because of the weather. Search will resume for the 7th at first light in the morning, weather permitting. But again, officials tell us there does not appear to be any signs of any survivors.
In Somalia, more than 60 people are dead from a truck bombing in the capital of Mogadishu. It exploded in a busy security checkpoint. So far, there is no claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tom Hanks is now a Greek citizen. USA's John Hunt has more.
The Grecian president signed an honorary naturalization order allowing the actor to claim citizenship. Hanks' wife, actress and producer Rita Wilson, is of Greek and Bulgarian ancestry, and the couple often spend their summer vacations on the Greek island of Antiparos. They've also produced a number of films in the country. Wilson and Hanks produced the 2002 comedic hit My Big Fat Greek Wedding and its sequel. Hanks was also the executive producer of the 2008 musical Mamma Mia and the 2009 comedy My Life in Ruins. Under Greek law, honorary naturalization may be granted to people who have provided exceptional services to the country or whose naturalization serves the public interest. Hanks is also due to receive one of the highest honors at the Golden Globes next month with the Cecil B. DeMille Award. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Food and Drug Administration has quickly implemented a new signed law raising the minimum age to buy tobacco products nationwide from 18 to 21, according to the agency's website. An update on the FDA site notifies readers that with last week's signing of an amendment to the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act by President Trump, it is now illegal for a retailer to sell any tobacco product, including cigarettes, cigars, and e-cigarettes, to anyone under 21. 19 states and the District of Columbia have already raised the minimum age to 21. The FDA had the discretion to take up to 6 months to amend its policies and a further 90 days to implement them after President Trump signed the amendment into law December 20th as part of a sweeping $1.4 trillion government spending measure. But rather than granting a lead-in period, the agency is officially notifying retailers that the higher minimum age is already in effect. The iconic crystal ball, which will descend in New York City's Times Square on Tuesday night to usher in the new year, arrived for its big setup on Friday. The ball, 12 feet in diameter and weighing 12,000 pounds, is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles and will travel down a pole for 1 minute until it reaches an electric sign that will illuminate 2020 at precisely midnight on New Year's Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.